The Arts and Education Council's Back Row Film Series presents the Chattanooga premiere of Citizen Architect on Thursday, June 3rd at 6 p.m. at Green Spaces at 63 Main Street. This 60-minute documentary tells the story of the late architect Samuel Mockbee and the radical educational design-build program known as the Rural Studio. The evening will begin with a welcome reception presented by Big River Grill. After the film, director Sam Douglas and producer Jack Sanders will participate in a panel discussion with current students and local graduates of the Rural Studio, Josh Cooper, Craig Peavy, Brad Shelton, and Thomas Palmer. The event is sponsored by Green Spaces, Big River Grill, and American Institute of Architects in Chattanooga. Josh Cooper and Craig Peavy join me to talk about Samuel Mockbee, affectionately known as Sambo, and their experience at the Rural Studio in Alabama.
Sambo started the Rural Studio, I believe it was in 93.
Mm-hmm.
And first project that was worked on out there was a hay bale house. So we actually, the studio went out and found a client and worked with this client in the development of their house, and they looked at kind of local resources and how the house could be built, and built this house out of hay bales. Since then, the studio's kind of gone through a bunch of different projects and kind of growth spurts, and from that basic little concept of that hay bale house, they've done numerous houses, and currently they have an outreach program where folks from any background or discipline can come in and kind of be a part of the Rural Studio and tackle a specific problem. And one of the things that they're working on now is a 20K house or a $20,000 house.
It was basically an idea that students who graduate architecture school have absolutely zero real-world experience of what a hammer is and how you walk up and greet a client of all social standings. So this premise was based around throw a bunch of kids from college out in the middle of nowhere and see what they can do. We were required to find a need. That was the basic thing. And then from need, you would try to find either funding or materials or donated labor. Then we were required to program it and then design it and then build it ourselves. And at the end, give the keys either to someone who needed a house or someone who needed some type of worship space or public space. Right. And that 20K house is a result of this redefining it every year. Okay, one of the classes they take is they take into a hardware store, and the teacher actually literally walks around, picks up a tool and goes, "What's this?" And you'd be surprised, 90% of those kids go, "I have no idea." So it's just this real world kind of indoctrination. All right, you're gonna be a contractor for 6 months. You're gonna build something. At the end of it, you might have a little bit of a clue of what you're talking about. So that premise led into, you know, now we're doing these houses for people who need them.
But what that did is really introduced and put a focus on a part of the country and an economic need where we needed to make some changes and implement changes. You know, I have no doubt that Sambo kind of saw a lot of this coming down the road. But like I said, his primary focus was to take students out of the classroom and, like Craig said, stick a hammer in their hand and say, "If you guys are going to design something great and fabulous, the least thing you can do is figure out how to build it. You know, you can't just draw this fancy stuff on paper and not have a clue how it goes together."
There's only, I think, maybe one other master design build program in Washington State that has a design build where you present an idea to your professors, and if they say it's okay, you go out and build it. It's just you. So small teams, one, two people. Josh had one person on his, but, you know, his was the most ambitious at the time, so we ended up the following year he was still there building it, and there were some second year students that came out to help him finish because this project was
thank goodness.
Cooper and Peavy both agree that the Rural Studio designs very sustainable houses and spaces. As Peavy says, the most sustainable way to build is to actually renovate a building which already exists.
Almost all the items that I can think of are all the projects. In some way, shape, or form, there was a building that was falling down. So they tore it down and took those pieces and made either furniture or walls or
exactly.
You know, the tire chapel. It's a perfect example. It's just a few hundred yards from Josh's project. The entire thing was made from recycled materials. There was a barn they tore down that was falling down, and the base of it, there was a guy in town that was getting written up by the EPA. They were going to give him this huge fine because he had 10 acres worth of tires out behind his place, and they're like, if you don't get these out of here, we're going to come put you in jail. So he was trying to find someone, and they just took all these tires. They stacked them up, packed earth in them, and covered them with stucco, and it's the most beautiful thing you've ever seen.
Yeah.
These walls made out of tires that's just kind of in the hillside.
Laurel Eldridge, Program Director for the Arts and Education Council, said she thinks the premiere of Citizen Architect is going to be something for everyone, not just artists or architects or film buffs.
The Arts and Education Council has been, you know, really working to bring collaborative events like this. And we had a community member who had seen a trailer for this film, which at the time when we started planning about 8 months ago, it was called Snake Bit. And it looked like it had so many opportunities to partner with organizations. And so I talked to Sam Douglas, who is the director of the film, and he was excited about coming to Chattanooga, and we just kind of worked out the date, and Green Spaces came on board to host it, and then we talked to AIA Chattanooga, and they helped us put together a great program to go along with the film. So we're going to show the film. We'll have a reception at 6:00 presented by Big River, and then we'll show the film and have a discussion afterwards with the filmmakers. Jack Sanders will be here, and several local graduates of the program and a couple of current students. So it'll be a nice discussion to kind of, you know, round out after the film if audience members have questions. That's what we really try to do with the Back Row Film Series. You know, when you go to see a movie, sometimes you just have a lot of questions at the end, and here's a great chance to talk with people who really are experts on the subject and involved in the filmmaking itself.
In that title of the film, The Snake Bit, it kind of comes full circle that, you know, these kids get exposed to this and they go off and they get their talent, you know, fine down to a skill that's very well, and at some point there's this opportunity that arises wherever they are, and it's like, you know, your snake bit, it comes around.
All that comes back to you.
All that comes back to you.
Yeah.
Citizen Architect will premiere this Thursday, June the 3rd at 6 p.m. at Green Spaces. To purchase tickets or learn more, visit www.backrowfilms.com. For Around and About, I'm Manessa Guilfoyle.